This is The Food Fix, a podcast where we talk to researchers and innovators about how to better feed the world. Thanks for tuning in to The Food Fix. I'm your host, Taylor Holterman, but you won't be hearing much from me today because this is the fourth episode in a series created by other reporters here at Michigan State University. Today, Caroline Miller talks to Steve Tennis. He's the owner of Country Mill Farms in Charlotte, Michigan, and he's using a new kind of storage bin to extend the shelf life of his produce. Here she is with the story.
The French company Janny MT offers innovative storage and shipping solutions to help companies provide fresher products to their consumers. Janny MT was created in 2009 and has 100,000 modules in use today in 35 countries. I spoke with Steve Tennis to discuss how this technology has changed his farm.
Country Mill Farms is a 213-acre family farm. Our family's been stewards of it now for 51 years. I was born and raised here myself. My name is Steve Tennis. My wife and I are owners here. We raise our six children here on our family farm where we grow organic apples, peaches, blueberries, also pumpkins, corn, sunflowers.
Can you talk about these airtight storage containers?
Yes, we first started these back in 2018. We started working with these, and what they do is they help small to medium sized farms like ours be able to extend the shelf life of our locally grown produce like apples, blueberries, pears, even cherries, and to a certain extent, peaches.
Great. And according to the company's website, these bins begin by cooling the product. And once the lid is clipped onto the bin, the tight seal of the lid slows down the fruits and vegetables breathing and maintains the humidity of the stored products. You said before that this extends the shelf life of these fruits and vegetables. Why would extending the shelf life of these products be beneficial to your farm?
Well, not just beneficial for our farm, but how is it beneficial for the local consumer? Most people want to eat locally grown fruits and vegetables. It's less, you know, transportation. Obviously, all the negative things may go with shipping fruit, you know, halfway around the world in order for you to eat it. Whether that's so, what we're trying to do is grow our locally grown organic apples here, store them inside these new plastic bins, these bulk boxes. And that way that extends the shelf life. So when you do eat that apple 4, 5, 6 months after we picked it, it's flavorful, it's crisp, it's juicy. And we didn't have to use any additional inputs as in chemicals or whatnot to help extend that shelf life.
So how does this extended shelf life reduce food waste or food loss?
Extending food loss, basically, so if you were to take two boxes of apples. One is just an old-fashioned wooden oak bin, and you put that in a cold storage at 33 degrees Fahrenheit. And then you filled with one of these JMT boxes, 33 degrees Fahrenheit. After 24 hours, you put this lid on it, which basically what it does is it reduces the amount of oxygen that can come in. So the apples use up the oxygen that's inside the bin and bring that level from 21% in air down to under 5%. And then it increases the carbon dioxide from about 0.5% up to about 5%. That is naturally, that's just because apples breathe. Most people don't know that. An apple after it's picked does breathe, and it breathes just like human beings by using oxygen and giving off carbon dioxide. That's part of the respiration process, also known as senescence. And so what that does is if you had two boxes, you'd realize the one that was just exposed to 21% oxygen for 5 months, those are going to get softer, more wrinkly. You're going to end up not being able to use all those apples. So, but a higher percentage of the apples in the JMT boxes are going to be the fresh, juicy, snappy apples that you want to enjoy in March, long after they've been harvested at our farm.
And what do these bins look like?
So the bin, it literally was, if you were to go to a grocery store and you were to see your normal watermelon box that you would see, you take that cardboard shaped box, the size of a pallet, except that it's going to have plastic sides and it's going to have a plastic lid on top of it. And on top of the plastic lid, there's two different designs, but one of them will have like 9 round circles. Think of those are as essentially mouths that allow the air to go in and out of these boxes. And we can close some of those membranes off so they're sealed and allow a certain number up. That, without getting overly complicated, different fruits breathe at different rates, right? And so like apples will breathe slower, so we'll only have a few of those membranes open for apples. But if it's like blueberries, for example, we're going to have all those membranes open. Essentially, that membrane, again, it's a special film. It's a trademark film, patent film, that allows carbon dioxide to leave at a faster rate than it allows oxygen to go into the box.
So can you tell me about the impact these bins have had on your farm? Like, can you see a difference from before you started using them versus after?
Absolutely. We're able to service more people with locally grown organic apples so that they don't have to like buy apples from Chile or, you know, anywhere else in South America. And again, that's just going to help keep more locally grown food in the kitchens of our customers here and reduce the amount of transportation that's needed to bring fruit from South America.
Great. And going off of that, do you think that these bins can help lower your carbon footprint?
Absolutely. They're not going to lower my carbon footprint. They're going to lower the carbon footprint of consumers that would be buying South American grown fruit. Instead, they're buying locally grown Michigan apples.
Do you think that this technology could be implemented on farms all over the world?
Absolutely. This technology is especially appropriate for small to medium-sized farms where we can have different varieties of apples inside each box. Each box will have one variety of apple, like a Honeycrisp or, you know, Golden Delicious. And then they're going to be inside the same storage unit, which is a giant refrigerator, essentially. And so that way you can pick and choose what box you want to, you know, sell for that week. And so that allows a farm like ours that grows organic blueberries and apples and peaches to have different fruits, use these boxes in the different seasons, if that makes sense. So the box is getting more than one use per growing season.
That's awesome. And do you think that this could possibly be a solution to food waste?
I would say this would, for food waste, this would be, you know, one obviously step in the right direction. I think it does help prevent reduces the carbon footprint overall of food in general by reducing the need to transport food from other growing regions, because you've now extended the shelf life of the fruit or vegetables that was grown in your region, whether that's Europe, America, or somewhere else.
Are there any limitations or setbacks of this technology?
The limitations, of course, there's always limitations. To some level, some apples will last 6, 8, 9 months in these boxes, maybe perhaps even longer. And so that is, again, it's better than the alternative, but it's not going to keep an apple hard forever. You know, drawbacks, obviously, one thing that's kind of practical, but you can definitely work around it, is these boxes are, they're an airtight box, essentially, on the bottom. So we have to be careful. We can't pick with these boxes in the rain, for example. Apples can be harvested in the rain without harming them, but these boxes will just fill up with rainwater. So that's one thing we have to be careful of. So we don't pick all of our apples in these boxes. On a day where it might rain on and off, we'll have these things, you know, on their side so they're not filling up with water. And then on a nice sunny day, we'll put these boxes down and fill them up with our freshly grown organic apples and put them away for storage. This happens passively, which is really awesome for us being organic. Literally, the apple itself is what's reducing the level of oxygen and increasing the carbon dioxide. That same principle is done on a larger scale in large cold storage facilities and has been for many years, called controlled atmosphere. But that has to do with, you know, compressors and a lot of different gases that are used to like fill up the rooms. But this technology is passive, which I love because it's like totally using Mother Nature to help store these apples longer.
This has been Caroline Miller reporting for The Food Fix.
Thanks, Caroline. You've reached the end of this episode of The Food Fix. Thank you so much for tuning in. We release a new episode every Tuesday at 5 a.m. You can join me right back here for the next episode on Tuesday, May 24th, if you're interested in hearing more. Until then, you can follow us and reach out on Facebook and Twitter at MSU Food Fix to join in on the conversation. This podcast is brought to you by Michigan State University's Knight Center for Environmental Journalism, and I've been your host, Taylor Halterman. You've been listening to The Food Fix.